234-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, January the 15th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Dr. Jeff taking time to answer your questions. Always a bunch of good interaction when he comes on the show. He's actually preparing to take off for a conference. I believe he said it's down in Texas. He's going to be updated and trained on some new dental work for horses. Kind of something that being a dentist for a horse is sometimes pretty interesting. And he's going to absolutely go down and get updated on that. And he'll give us a field report on it next week. Did you guys get an opportunity to see any of the snippets or the clips or the actual entire 5 hours that Pete Hegseth did for his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday? It was absolutely amazing how desperate the Democrats are to prevent him from becoming the next Secretary of Defense. In his opening speech, the way that he answered questions, mostly, of course, from the Republicans, was the fact that he absolutely is going to bring back the warrior mentality to leadership as the Secretary of Defense. He's getting rid of the woke agenda. He's getting rid of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, CRT, critical race theory. This entire woke agenda that has poisoned our military will be gone when he is sworn in as the next Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump's presidency. He said that he's bringing the warrior ethos back to the military. What does that mean? The military will be a bunch of badasses. Period. End of discussion. The women in the military, this was one of the biggest things the Democrat, especially the Democrat senators, women, were attacking him over, is that you're absolutely a chauvinist. You have said publicly women should not be in battle in the military. Guess what? You're absolutely right. Women should not be in the front lines pulling triggers. It's that simple. Sorry, but God made women less muscular than men. It's a fact. It's a biological fact. You want to call me a chauvinist for saying it? Thank you. Because it is, from a physiological, biological standpoint, the truth. And you can't handle the truth, lady. Any woman on planet Earth, I don't care how bad she is, how strong she is, what good shape she's in, almost any man is stronger than her. Period. I mean, unless you're a 90-pound weakling, okay, a regular man against a regular woman, it's a fact. Perfect example, and I did not know this. But one of the news commentators on Newsmax, former, I believe, Navy SEAL, I forget his name, when he did his testing, as fast as you can, do as many push-ups as fast as you can. I believe it's like a minute. I think it's 1 minute. It could be 90 seconds. I'm not sure what he said. The standard for men is much higher than it is for women in that test. I think he said he did like 76 rapid-fire push-ups. Women that went through the same training, went through the same test, 35 to 40. They are just simply not as strong. They don't have the upper body strength. It's a fact. And part of that discussion yesterday in questions from the Republicans asked him questions that only a warrior would know. You know, the former General Milley, that dish rag of a general that stabbed Trump in the back, that started all this woke crap, DEI, CRT, all this garbage in the military, he would never have known these answers. One of the senators asked him, how much does a such and such round for a gunner, how much does that round weigh? If you know, Pete absolutely knew the answer. He said, okay, this one particular heavy 50 caliber type, I guess it would be almost like a chain fed semi-automatic or maybe fully automatic 50 cal gun. How much does it weigh? 112 pounds. 112 pounds? Yeah, and you're expected to carry it on your back. They literally have a strap that goes around this gun where the barrel is pointing up in the sky about 2-3 feet over your head. The bottom of it is down by your knee. A cross strap that goes on your back, 112-pound rifle. And you're expected to be able to run a mile with it on your back within 8 minutes. 8 minute mile with a 112-pound rifle on your back. Some women can't even lift it on their own. They need help getting it on their back with the strap. And God help them if they fall over. They lose their balance, they fall down. Some of them can't even get up. Just telling the facts here, folks. It was amazing how he proved his knowledge of being a real warrior, a real fighter. Our U.S. Senator, Gary Peters, was really kind of patronizing Pete when he got an opportunity to question him. You know, I served in the military as well. I think he was in the Navy. And he said, I was really looking forward to meeting with you to have some serious discussions with you about your military experience and to get an understanding as Secretary of Defense how you would make things different in the military. But you didn't afford me that opportunity. You refused to meet with me and other of my colleagues. Of course, he didn't meet with any of the Democrats. Why? Because they're not going to vote for him. So why waste his time? He said, but one thing I would have asked you about had you given me the opportunity, out of all of the organizations, that you've led in your life, military, battalions, divisions, whatever it is, organizations for charities where you've done work for veterans. What's the highest number of people that you've ever had under your command, under your leadership? Well, in the military, I led this type of group. It was roughly about 180 to 100 men. Okay, what about in your private life, these charitable organizations? Oh, one had eight. The other had like 25 to 30. We, of course, had a board that we had to answer to. So if you included the board, it would probably be 40, 50 people. He said, do you know how many people work at the Pentagon? You know what Pete Hegseth's answer was? Yes, too many. Oh, Gary Peters did not like that answer. Some of the Republicans laughed. Some of the people in the crowd kind of cheered and clapped. Chairman banged the gavel. Please come to order. Answer the question. Yes, too many. And he rattled off the number. I forget. It's some ridiculously high number. It's ridiculous how many people. 3.5 million. I forget the number. It's ridiculous. So you're sitting here in this committee hearing today telling us to vote for you to be confirmed to be the next Secretary of Defense when you have no experience running an organization this large. Sorry, I cannot support you. I will not be voting for you. And you know what Pete said under his breath? Well, that's a big surprise. And again, the Republicans in the crowd kind of laughed and snickered at Peters. What an embarrassment. Pompous, arrogant ass. The other U.S. Senator, newly elected, just sworn in, Elisa Slotkin, of course, attacked him over his comments about women in the military. His drinking problems back in his younger days. Him being a womanizer. He had to settle a case with a woman who filed a complaint against him for sexual abuse. He attempted to rape her, allegedly. He denied it all. Yeah, but did you pay her off? What he should have said is, yeah, I paid her off just like many of you in Congress. $17 million has been spent by U.S. congressmen and senators for sexual abuse, sexual harassment cases. But we don't know about that. But Pete was nicer than I would have been. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Fundraising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raised the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party state chairman.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Pete Hegseth will be voted on for confirmation with a private vote, secured vote by the committee to go to the full Senate on Monday, this coming Monday, January 20th, Inauguration Day. Other nominees are being deposed, questioned by this committee, these committees, I should say. And probably, I'm willing to bet that Pete Hegseth will be confirmed because I believe all of the Republicans will be voting for him. He can only afford to lose three Republicans: Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Let's see, who's the other liberal rhino? They're all three women. I forget her name. They may vote against them because he's a male chauvinist pig, womanizer, former alcoholic. Although he denied every single one of those allegations and has letters from coworkers from Fox News and other organizations that know him, soldiers that showed up for him at the hearings in support, well, they don't care about them. They only care about the allegations, of course. Every single time a conservative, America First patriot type candidate is put up, women come forward claiming sexual abuse. Oh, he raped me. He's an alcoholic. The one Democrat, Senator Reed from Rhode Island or wherever the heck he's from. Isn't it true that you had to be carried out of an event because you were stone cold drunk? Have you ever partied, Senator? It was really interesting. One of the Republican senators, this newbie from, I believe he's from Oklahoma, said, you guys question him about alcohol, but you never talk about the times that we come back in the session in the U.S. Senate in the evenings And some of you are voting for bills when you're drunk. You don't talk about that. Have you guys resigned as U.S. senators when you vote drunk? You guys don't talk about the number of divorces that have occurred in the U.S. Senate as a result of women, wives, finding out their husbands were cheating on them and divorced their butts. You don't talk about that. Oh, he was great. He hammered them right in the face. Well, Pete did really good. Pete did really good. He bit his tongue. He didn't get nasty with these yelling, screaming, idiot female U.S. senators, Democrats. Very respectful. Did a good job. 5 hours in the hot seat. No breaks. He did drink quite a bit of water, but basically kept his calm, did really good, and I fully expect on Monday he will be confirmed to be the next Secretary of the Defense. Day one, they're getting rid of all this woke crap that General Milley and these others have poisoned our military with. Sex change operations paid for by taxpayer expenses while on active duty, not going to happen. It's over. Women on the front lines, not going to happen. You want to be in a support role? You want to be part of supporting the guys on the front lines? That's fine. But you're not pulling triggers anymore. Sorry. Infantry, not going to happen. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a new military. And you know what's going to happen? I predict a lot of these guys that got booted out of the military because they refused to take the COVID jab, they're coming back. Young people. Pete is going to put together some recruiting commercials, videos. He's going after the kids in the high schools, and he's going to offer them a military career. You want to be a warrior? You like playing video games where you shoot people up? Come do the real thing with the new United States military. Oh, this is going to be one badass, and I'm saying that, badass Secretary of Defense. With Donald Trump as his president, commander-in-chief, countries from around the world will not mess with the United States of America. There's a new sheriff in town, and he's coming. President Donald Trump on Monday. And that same day, this coming Monday, January 20th, Pete Hegseth will be confirmed. And our military is going to change instantly. Thank you, God. And it's driving the liberal left absolutely bonkers. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision.